Dave, this is Mr. Thomas Callahan.
Oh, no, not...
Dunder Tom Callahan, Arctic Explorer, at your service.
Mr. Callahan led the first expedition to Mount Zipfelswap in extreme South Antarctica. He's one of the best.
I've read about you in the papers, but why?
David, my friend, you don't know why he's here? This was your idea.
My idea?
To explore the depths of my soul.
I didn't mean it literally. For God's sake, Jules, with all the intro to poetry classes you've taken, I'd have thought you'd known someone who's makes speaking metaphorically.
Oh, pish, Dave, think of the adventure.
Think of the laws of physics. How are you going to get a sled dog team physically inside your skull?
I admit we're going to have some trouble getting the team through the ear canal.
You're going to enter his head through the ear canal?
Well, how'd you do it?
No differently, I guess.
Anyway, once we get past the ear canal, it should be smooth sailing. Oh, it'll be wet and mucky, no doubt about that. The brain's a moist place.
I'm sure. And what's your objective exactly?
My creative heart. Mr. Callahan is going to delve down deep within me to unlock that most guarded of treasures, the heart of darkness itself. That tiny place in the frontal lobes that controls language and thus poetry. Mr. Callahan, why do you have a penguin with you?
Oh, that's no ordinary penguin. That's my trusted guide and companion, my right-hand waterfowl. I call him Gumption.
Gumption the penguin, how quaint.
This here's the bravest penguin you ever did see. Saved my life half a dozen times at Mount Zipfelswap, demanded nothing more than a few morsels of fish and the sweet embrace of my body in the cold Antarctic night.
You don't mean to say that you're going to take a penguin inside my head?
Of course I am. He's the guide. He's the only one who knows how to get to the mission objective.
I fail to see how a penguin would know anything about the anatomy of the human brain.
Gumption just so happens to have a degree in neurophysiology from Johns Hopkins University.
This penguin's a brain surgeon?
Yeah.
Well, that's unusual.
I told you he was no ordinary penguin. The dogs is all hitched up and we got enough supplies to last 4 days. Now, about that check.
Yes, $28,000. Here you go.
Thanks, kid.
Jules, I don't think this is a good idea.
No, Pish Dave, you have no romantic spirit.
You have no grip on reality.
But Mr. Callahan, before you go in, would you mind bathing?
Yeah, you and your new ideas. This water, I can't trust it. Sandpaper twice weekly, that's the natural way.
Well, all right. But just clean up after yourself while you're in there. And keep your dogs in a tight rein. I know the subconscious is supposed to be like a cesspool, but that doesn't mean I want 45 poorly paper-trained huskies roaming free down there.
Yeah, whatever. Here goes. Hold your head still. I don't want to miss neither one of your nostrils.
Good luck, Mr. Callahan.
Yeah! Goo dogs! Goo dogs! Yeah!
I don't believe it.
No, what a strange feeling.
How do you feel, Jules?
I need to sit down. My head's kind of heavy, and I'm a bit dizzy, but I'm okay.
How will you know if he's successful?
Oh, we've got that all figured out. Here, stick this microphone in my ear.
In your ear?
Yes, it's hooked up to this boombox. I'll be able to hear Callahan as if he were nothing more than some guy sitting around in a radio sound booth with just a little bit of reverb in his voice.
That's the weirdest thing I've heard yet, but all right.
Can you hear me, Mr. Callahan?
Loud and clear. Hey, I just remembered. Wasn't I supposed to have Raquel Welch along?
No, that was Fantastic Voyage. This is some two-bit radio drama.
Damn.
What's it like in there?
Your psyche looks all messed up. It's gonna be pretty treacherous going. I was expecting a tangle, but this is just amazing. It's like a swamp in here. Hey, listen to that.
What?
Real faint in the background. You can hear your superego calling out. Concentrate.
You won't be able to see, Gerald. You know why? Because you keep touching yourself. Gerald? Gerald, you nasty boy! How can you stand to be so filthy? Gerald, are you listening to me? Do as I say! Clean your act, you little bird!
Do you think you could find the language center?
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. Whoa!
Mr. Callahan, is everything all right?
Yeah, I tripped over a pile of your emotional baggage. You should really clean up down here. Hey, what's behind this door?
Door? What door?
There's a plaque on it marked, "Herein is locked away the precious memories of my forbidden love."
Mr. Callahan, don't you go opening anything!
Ah, come on, kid, I'm an explorer. You're a sick man, Jules.
I told you not to open it.
Man shouldn't entertain fantasies about chickens like that.
To each his own, Mr. Callahan. Now will you please get on the expedition?